Amen. Glad to be here at Berean. And yeah, it's hard to believe. We were here in 2000, and you've been supporting us for more than a decade. Amen. Decades better than 10 years sometimes. We went to the Philippines in 2003, and we didn't know the language over there. So I went to language school. I lost a language because we moved here. My family moved here when I was just 8 years old, and lost a language. They used to make fun of me in the language school. They called me Coconut because I'm brown but white on the inside. They were throwing coconuts at me, but God worked a miracle, amen. Learned the language, and my wife knows the language also. They're up in Kalkaska, Michigan. We're getting a lot of snow up there, and pray for me as I go back, and that God will bring safety, amen. And we have three children. Anastasia's 10, and Rachel's 8, and AJ is 6 years old, Andrew James. And we got in November, and we'll be going back end of March, and we're just here for about 4 months. And we started a Bible college over there, and I'll be just going back just in time for the commencements exercise. And then we have 17 in our Bible college, amen? And we're training Filipinos to go start churches. And we started a second church about 2 years ago, and it's about 2 miles from our church, but it's up in the mountains. The second church up in the mountains, there's about 800 people there in the village, and it's averaging about 20, 30 people. And God is blessing, amen? Our church is averaging about 250 weekly, and God's been good. And because of Berean Baptist Church, amen? Because of your faithfulness and your support and your prayer for us and your love for the Lord and love for missions. And thank the Lord for the faithful and many faces I see here that's been here since the first time we came, amen? And you're the pillars that helped Berean Baptist Church to send missionaries out. Thank the Lord for that. Why don't we take our Bibles to Genesis chapter 49, Genesis chapter 49, and also to Matthew chapter 5, Genesis chapter 49, and also Matthew chapter 5. We'll read Matthew chapter 5 first, and then we'll go to Genesis chapter 49. Let's all stand. Matthew chapter 5, then we'll go to Genesis chapter 49. Aren't you glad you're in church this evening? Amen. And I can't make it without the church. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 41. Matthew chapter 5, verse 41. Let's read verse 41 together. Ready? And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 49. Genesis chapter 49. We'll read verse 14 and 15. Genesis chapter 49, verse 14 and 15. Just two verses. Let's read verse 14 and 15 together. Ready? Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens, and he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Let's pray. The Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for Berean Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord, Pastor Rogers and his family. I pray, Lord, that you'd be with their time during their vacation. I pray, Lord, that you help me to be a blessing. Holy Spirit of God, work in our hearts this evening, and that the Word of God will work in our hearts in a special way, that your name will be glorified, magnified in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Genesis chapter 49, verse 14. It's talking about Issachar. Jacob is here in Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you which shall befall you in the last days." Jacob was in his deathbed, and he's over 100 years old, and he's about to go to heaven. Amen. So he calls his 12 children, the 12 tribes of Israel, and he's about to give them some counsel, some advice, and some last words. Okay, the last words are very important. Amen. Sometimes when someone's about to pass away, he's going to give the inheritance away to children, and he'll tell one children, "You get the house," and he'll tell one children, "Maybe you'll get the dog." He'll tell one children, "You get the cat," and the next one is a gerbil, and the next one you get nothing. Okay, but I don't know what kind of last testament of some people, but here in Genesis chapter 49, he gives his children some advice and some counsel. And of course, you know that in Genesis chapter 50, Jacob is buried. So in Genesis chapter 49, he gives Issachar, one of his sons. And the word Issachar means reward. Amen? Issachar means reward. I don't know about you, but I want a reward when I get to heaven. I want a reward. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Amen? So I believe that Jacob is giving advice to Issachar, and his name means reward. And he calls Issachar, and he says, "Issachar, your name means reward." Amen? Do you want reward when you get to heaven? I want a reward when I get to heaven. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And this world, our life is short. Amen? Amen? Our life is short. And one of these days, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. And I want the reward that will last forever. Okay? Some people are laying up gold here on earth. They want to invest in gold. Gold is a high commodity right now. Amen? And they're investing in gold, but we get the streets of gold up in heaven. Amen? The Bible says the streets of gold is like transparent glass. That's pure gold. Okay? You can't even see the gold. It's transparent glass. And that's pure gold. I don't know what kind of carat that is. We got 10 carat, sometimes 14 carats. We got 24 carats. And sometimes I see 36 carat gold, but I don't know what kind of carat that is. Transparent gold. And maybe it's 10 billion carats, amen? God can do miracles. But I want a reward when I get to heaven. And I know Berean Baptist Church, you want a reward too, amen? And here in Genesis chapter 49, he calls Issachar and he says, "You're a strong ass couching down between two burdens." And if you know about a donkey or a mule, they carry a lot of load, amen? In the Middle East, they use mules to carry heavy burdens, heavy load. Sometimes it can carry up to 400 pounds. They would put those load in the back of the donkey. And you would have a load on one side and a load on the other side. Amen? You'll see a sack. Sometimes you see pictures of the mules carrying those heavy loads, you'll see a sack, about 200 pounds on one side, a sack of 200 pounds on the other side, and that donkey looks like this. But you know, they can carry it. They can handle it. Why? Because they're strong. Amen? Because they're strong. And by the way, sometimes a Christian life is like carrying two burdens. Amen? You're carrying two burdens. You're a wife. And you have to take care of your husband. You're a husband, and you got to work. And sometimes you have two jobs, and you're a wife. You're working a secular job, and you're working to take care of your family, and you got bills for school. Amen? And then come Sunday morning, Pastor Rogers will say, give your tithes. And you look at your checking account, and you say, how can I do that? But you got those two burdens. Amen? You got that burden of paying your light bill. But at the same time, you got that burden of taking care of that bus that broke down here at Berean, and that tire that has a flat. And Pastor Rogers will say, let's take up an offering for that tire. Amen? What do? You've got to carry both burdens. You got to carry both burdens. Why? Because he says, Issachar, come over here. And Issachar walks over to his dad, Jacob. And he says, Issachar, your name means reward. I notice that you are strong. Yes, Dad, I'm strong, but I can't handle these two burdens. I want to let go of one. I want to take it easy and just kind of drop one of the burdens and just carry one burden. Oh, no, don't do that, son. Don't do that, because your name means reward. Amen? Berean Baptist Church, you've got to carry those two burdens. Amen? You've got to carry those two burdens. Some Christians will say, well, I've got to pay my auto insurance and my mortgage, and I got to take care of this. And at the same time, I've got to take care of missions and the building and the faith promise missions and the tithes. And I'm just going to drop my tithes and take care of this burden. No, don't do that. You got to carry those two burdens. You got to carry those two burdens. Issachar, come over here. Yes, Dad, I have some advice for you. The Lord gave me some advice for you. Yes. Do you know your name means reward? Do you know your name means reward? Yes, but I'm having a hard time, Dad, and I'm carrying two loads, and I want to drop one. Oh, don't do that, because if you carry two loads, you're strong. Amen? Look what he said there in verse 14. Genesis chapter 49, verse 14. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. Issachar, you mean your name means reward. You're strong. And by the way, when you carry two burdens, you're strong. Amen? You're a strong Christian. You're a strong Christian. You have, sometimes you have all these obligations. Life is a burden. You have to pay that rent. Amen? You have to pay that mortgage. You have to pay that electric bill. And then and it seems like everything's going right, and then the alternator goes out. Amen? And everything goes right, and then the next thing you know, the tire has a flat tire, and it needs to be replaced. And something's leaking in the house. Amen? And then Pastor Rogers will come and say, the alternator, the bus needs to be replaced. Huh? And the bus has a flat tire. We need a new tire for the bus. We need a new door for our Sunday school. We need something. We need to replace. Hey, that's a burden. Amen? So what do? You carry two burdens. You carry those two burdens. Why? That's when you're strong. That's when you're strong. You can't say, I'm just going to drop one. I got to take care of this one problem that I have in my life. No, you've got to carry those two burdens. You're a father. Sometimes you work 10, 12, 15 hours a day. And then you come back after work on Wednesday night, and it's 5 o'clock, and you're beat, and you don't feel like coming to church. But then you gather your children together. Let's go to church. Amen. Huh? And why? Because you've got to carry those two burdens. You've got to carry those two burdens. You're strong, Father, when you carry two burdens. Don't quit. Amen? Mother, you're strong when you carry two burdens. Don't quit. Don't say, I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to rest. Look what happened here in verse 15. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Issachar, what are you doing in verse 15? Just stay in verse 14. Don't go to verse 15, because if you go to verse 15, that's the negative. Amen? Look what happened in verse 15, Genesis chapter 49, verse 15. And he saw that rest was good. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant. The word pleasant there means fun. You know, this world tells us we need to have fun. Amen? We got all these gadgets going on. We got the apple. And Adam and Eve ate the apple. Amen. But look what happened. Now we got the apple. No, we don't know if it's an apple. Amen. Okay, that's not doctrinally correct. But I don't know. Maybe they may have ate the blackberry. Amen. I don't know. But I don't know what fruit of the knowledge of good and evil is. But you got the apple and the blackberry. Amen. Okay. But you know, this world, it goes so fast. I mean, we were gone for 3 years. We come back. Everything has changed. Okay? Amen? It's just a fast-moving world. Every year, they come up with new device. Every year, they come up with new technology. And we don't have time. And the young people, they want this new thing. They want this new toy. They want this new gadget. They want this new thing that came out. Why? Because this world wants you to have fun. Amen? Look what he said there in verse 15. And he saw that rest was good. Remember when Adam and Eve, they saw that the fruit? And what happened? They ate of that fruit and they fell. Amen? It was pleasant. It was good. But this world is not our home. Amen? This world is not our home. This land, this world, we're just passing through. This world is temporary. You have to realize that this world, the only thing they can offer is fun, but that's temporary. God can offer you joy. Amen? God can offer you joy. When we went to the Philippines, we didn't know anybody over there in the town where we're in. It's about 100,000 people. And we started knocking doors, reaching people. We had a Bible study on Sunday night. We had a Bible study on Wednesday night. We had a Bible study on Friday night. So we had a Bible study in three different locations. And when we started the Bible study, after 6 months, we told the people that we would close the Bible study. And they were sad. Oh, don't close the Bible study. We need to have a Bible study. We like the Bible, home Bible study. And we said, well, the home Bible study is important, but that's more. What's more important is having a church. So we're going to start a church. Amen? So we started the church, and we told them that now instead of going to a home Bible study, you can come to church. And we started Highland Baptist Church after 6 months. And God started to bless. Amen? God started to bless. Why? Because we've got to get the gospel out. Amen? Thank the Lord for your burden, for missions. Look what he said there. And he saw that rest was good. Verse 15. And the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear. And bowed his shoulder to bear. Do you notice? It didn't say shoulders. You see that in verse 15? He bowed his what? Shoulder. That's singular. Singular. I'm not an English major, but I know if there's an S, it means plural. Amen? If you say girl, it's singular. If you say boy, it's singular. Amen? If it's girls with the S, that's plural. If you say boys with the S, that's plural. Amen? Men, M-A-N, that's singular. Men's, that's plural. Amen? Men's. See, I can teach English. Amen? Look at verse 15. And he saw that rest was good. And he saw that rest was good. Don't take it easy, Berean Baptist Church. Amen? You got to keep going. Why? Because that's when you're strong. You can see a church that's strong when they carry two burdens. You can see a mom that's strong when she carries two burdens. You can see a dad that's strong when he carries two burdens. You can see a husband and a wife that's strong when they carry two burdens. When you have that secular burden and at the same time you have the spiritual burden, you got to read your Bible. You got that secular burden where you got to pay your bills, and you got the spiritual burden where you got to pray for your children and come to church and go soul winning and reach people with the gospel. You say, I can't carry both. No, you've got to carry both. Why? Because you've got to carry two burdens. You've got to carry two burdens. Yes, you have your obligations, but you got to carry these two burdens. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, verse 41? You say, Brother Mark, that's in the Old Testament. How about the New Testament? Well, it's in the New Testament also, the two burdens. Amen? What did he say? If any man compelled thee to go, what? A mile. Go with him, what? Twain. What does twain means? Two. Amen? If any man compelled thee to go, 1 mile. Go with him, two. Amen? If any, Matthew chapter 5, verse 41, the Lord Jesus Christ was saying, if someone were to tell you to go one, no, I don't want you to go one. I want you to go two. Amen? When you carry one burden, you be out of balance. Amen? In the Philippines, we have a man that sells what they call taho. And he has his wood around his shoulder. And he has a bucket on one side and another bucket on the other side. And he goes around from house to house selling this tapioca type pudding and soy milk, okay? And he starts at 5 a.m. and he goes to like 11 a.m. And he sells that until it's all gone. It's heavy. They're 50 pounds. He carries that all day for 6-7 hours. And he goes from house to house. And when you carry two burdens, it's hard. Amen? But that's when you're strong. When you carry two burdens, Father, it's hard, but that's when you're strong. When you got to work that job and pay that rent and pay that mortgage, and then at the same time you come to church and the offering plate comes and you give your tithes and your offering, you're carrying two burdens. Amen? Why? That's when you're strong. That's when you're strong. Be faithful in your church activities. Amen? When it comes to the Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, you come here to church, you be faithful. You know when the burdens come, he says, Issachar, come over here. I want to give you some advice. Yes, Dad. I notice that you're carrying two burdens. Yes, and I want to drop my just one burden. I just want to drop one burden, Dad. Oh, no, don't do that, Issachar. Don't do that. No, I just want to drop one burden. I just want to. Do you know that most of the time, I'm not saying all of the time, most of the time, the spiritual burden gets dropped. Amen? You're not going to drop your rent. Amen? You're not going to drop your mortgage. You're not going to drop your auto payments or your auto insurance. You're not going to drop your light bill. Amen? You're not going to drop your water bill. Amen? You're not going to drop that food burden. Amen? Paying your food allowance. No. The first thing that will drop is usually the tithes and offerings. Amen? Usually the drop is your faith promise missions. Usually a drop is your help for the church. You've got to keep going for the Lord. Why? Because you've got to carry two burdens. That's when you become strong. In the Jewish law, the Roman Empire, when the Lord Jesus Christ says, if any man compelled thee to go a mile, go with him twain. In the Roman law, if a Roman soldier were to come to a Jewish man and say, carry my baggage, he would have to carry it 1 mile. That's the law. That's his duty. That's his obligation. That's his responsibility. He has to carry at least 1 mile. And I could see a Jewish man there listening to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ says, if any man compelled thee to go a mile, go with him twain. I could see him saying, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. You know, the Jewish people hated the Romans. Amen? They hated the Roman Empire. Actually, when 70 years later, you know what happened? Titus came because they rebelled. And I could see a Roman soldier coming up to a Jewish man and saying, carry my baggage, carry my sword, my shield. He will have to carry 1 mile. At least 1 mile. They don't want to carry it 1 mile. Amen? How much more 2 miles? They don't want to carry it half mile. They don't even want to carry it one step. Amen? Huh? They don't want to carry that. They don't want some Roman soldier going to them and saying, you got to carry my baggage 1 mile. They don't want to carry it 1 inch. How much more 2 miles? Amen? Let's say we go back 2,000 years ago and I could see a Jewish man. He's a businessman. He's a salesman. And he'd get up at 5 a.m. in the morning and take his merchandise to the flea market, at the Jewish flea market. And he would set up his merchandise there. And around 8 a.m., the flea market opens, and you could see the Israelites will be coming and buy some of his merchandise, and he'll get excited. Around 10 a.m., he'll look at the time, about 20% of his merchandise is gone. And he says, wow, I'm going to make a profit today. I hope not one of those Roman soldiers will come and tell me to carry his baggage for 1 mile. No, I'm not going to do that. About 11 a.m., I can see about 50% of his items are gone, and he's about to make profit. He's getting excited. Wow, income tax coming. Amen. He's getting excited. And then right about that time, about lunchtime, a Roman soldier steps into the flea market, and he says, oh, no. I hope he doesn't come here. I hope he doesn't come here and ask me to carry his baggage for him. Right about that time, the Roman soldier looks right him in the eye and walks towards him. And he says, carry my sword, carry my baggage. You know, if he doesn't carry his baggage, he'd be killed. So no choice. That's his responsibility. That's the Roman law. Amen? That's the Roman law. And I could see him complaining and grumbling and maybe getting upset. He says, I can't believe this is happening to me. If he walks 1 mile and he comes back, he'd lose 3-4 hours of work. Amen? So I could see him saying, oh no, I thought I was going to get a profit today, but I'm not. Because this Roman soldier. And then his mind goes to the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, if any man compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. If any man compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Oh, I'm not going to go 2 miles. No way. No way. I'll carry 1 mile. That's my duty. That's my obligation. But I'm not going to carry 2 miles. And I could see him carrying that baggage. And he walks about half a mile. And then the Holy Spirit starts to speak to his heart. Go with him too. Go with him too. Go with him too. Go with him 2 miles. And I say, he says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm a Christian. I go to Berean Baptist Church. But I'm not going to go 2 miles. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells me, I'm not going to go 2 miles. I'll go 1 mile. But I'm not going to go 2 miles. I'll do my obligation. I'll do my duty. I'll do my responsibility, but I'm not going to go 2 miles. And I could see him going about 1 mile. Right about that time, he finally submits to the Lord. Amen? You ever done that before? Huh? You finally submit to the Lord, and you say, okay, I'll go 2 miles. You know, that's tough. Amen? That's tough. When you finally say, I'll go 2 miles. But you know, when you go the second mile, that's when you get the joy of the Lord. Amen. Because the first mile is the law. The first mile is your responsibility. The first mile is your obligation. You have no choice. But the second mile, you can do it from the heart. Amen. The second mile, you can get the joy of the Lord. The second mile, you can say, I've got the grace of God. I've got the mercy of God. And I can see him going the second miles, and he tells the Roman soldier, I will carry it 1 more mile for you. And I can see the Roman soldier says, no, you don't go to Berean Baptist Church, do you? Amen? Huh? When you do that, when you go to work, and you have that smile on your face, and they say, you're not a Christian, are you? You're not one of those Baptists, are you? Amen? Why? Because you go the second mile. You go the second mile. I could see him getting excited because the first mile was kind of drudgery. The first mile was complaining. The first mile was grumbling. But the second mile, he was hopping and getting the joy of the Lord. Woo! I'm excited about the second mile. You go the second mile for the Lord. That's when you become strong. Amen? That's when you become strong. Issachar, come over here. I've got some advice for you. Your name means reward. Berean Baptist Church, do you want a reward? Huh? You go the second mile. Amen? You go the second mile. Issachar, your name means reward. Yes, Dad, I want to take it easy. And sometimes we tell God, I just want to take it easy. Amen? Sometimes we tell our Heavenly Father. Sometimes we tell our Heavenly Father, I just want to take it easy. It's hard. It's tough carrying two burdens. I'll drop one burden, but I'm not going to carry two burdens. Berean Baptist Church, don't ever do that. Amen? Always carry two burdens for the Lord. Yes, you've got that secular, but you also got the spiritual. Yes, you've got to take care of your family and take care of your obligation, but you've also got an obligation to read your Bible and pray. And pray for your children. Pray for the young people. Pray for the church. You got the responsibility. Look what happened here in verse 15, the last part. And became a servant unto tribute. And became a servant unto tribute. What does that mean? Well, let's go to Judges chapter 1, verse 28. We'll find out what that means in Judges chapter 1, verse 28. The word servant means slave. Look at verse 28. Judges chapter 1, verse 28. And it came to pass when Israel was strong. And it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute and did not utterly drive them out. You know what happened? The Israelite says, no, we're not going to kick out the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites. We're not going to kick them out. We're just going to keep them. And we're going to manage them. We're going to manage them. We'll be rulers over them. And we're going to control them. And they're going to pay us taxes. And we're going to make a profit. We're going to make extra money. We're just going to make extra. We're not going to obey God. I know God says to drive them out. No, we're going to tax them and make money. We'll be the boss. We'll control them. But Genesis chapter 49, 400 years ago, Jacob already gave them advice. Amen? Because in Judges chapter 1, it's 400 years later. 400 years ago, you go back, rewind 400 years, he's telling Issachar, Issachar, you're strong now when you carry two burdens. 400 years later, they say, no, we don't want to carry two burdens. We just want to carry one burden and we'll just control the people. And they, what does the Bible say? When they became strong, no, they became weak spiritually. Amen? You know what happened? He got turned around. He got turned around. In Genesis chapter 49, he said, you become a servant, a slave unto tribute. He gave him good advice. Amen? He knew that 400 years down the road that they're going to put those people unto tribute. He knew that they were going to put those people and tax those people 400 years later. And he's giving them advice, but they didn't listen. Amen? Why? Because they think they're strong. You know when you become strong? When you carry two burdens. Amen? When you obey God, and at the same time, you've got to do your duties. You know, obeying God is a burden. Amen? But I'm telling you, that's when you get the joy of the Lord. That's when you get the joy of the Lord. Be faithful. You know, when you become a slave to yourself, it's because you drop that burden. Amen? When you become a slave to yourself, it's because Issachar, I want to give you some advice. Yes, Issachar, I want to give you some advice. You're carrying two burdens. Keep doing that. Number one, you become strong. Number two, you'll get a reward. Amen? But Dad, I want to drop one burden. Oh, don't do that. Why? Number one, you lose your reward. Number two, you become weak. Amen? I'm telling you, the Bible says, go the second mile. Why? That's when you get the joy of the Lord. Amen?